It's the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Voice Diker, Bill Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and K-Ram Kevin Ramsel on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460. Brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. By Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem. By Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. By Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find a hometown taste in every bite. By the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. By Century 21 and your agent, Gretchen Clemens. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. By O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. The Comfort Inn in Onalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. It's Saturday. Man, we had a lot of fun last weekend. Lots of things to talk about today, and that's going to happen right now. This is the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Bond Country 101.3 AM 1460 and AM 1490 The Eagle. You can hear us on the Magnum.media app. Billy Doc Niles' favorite, the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
BondCountry.com and LacrosseEagle.com. I'm Radio Man Dan Diker. That's Billy Doc Niles. That's Paul the Penguin Reichert. K-Ram, Kevin Ramsel is joining us from Madison. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to week number two. As Paul said it when we walked out of Dells Raceway Park last week, the itch is over. Let's get this thing going.
Oh, yes, yes. I've been ready to go racing since the calendar turned 2022, and now we got our first race in, so now let's put this thing down. Put the pedal in the metal.
Kevin, you got to watch the race on Sunday's race from the Dells at work last week.
Yeah, I did. By the way, Paul, this was your second race of the year, okay?
Oh, yes.
I was able to watch it, yeah, courtesy of our friends at Pit Row TV, who also does Midwest Tour TV. Real nice production, and it was just neat to see a great crowd come on a nice, cool, windy afternoon, it looked like it was from up there. So it's a good thing that the media people got to hide inside from the rest of the people there, wasn't it, Dan?
You know, I would talk to Bill about the race, but I know he wasn't watching it last week because I went on social media and I saw that he was raking his campsite.
Well, somebody had to do it.
Actually, your wife is the one that posted that, making it look like she did the work.
Yeah, she only showed you the one little part we got done. She didn't show you what else we had to do.
But she posted it trying to take credit because she said, well, you know, this is what we've done. I'm like, oh, so Lori raked all that?
Well, I not only married her for her beauty, but her brains too.
Of course, today's program being brought to you by Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin. Dells getting bigger and faster. Big Boar Barbecue and Highway 16 West Salem, the best catering in the area. Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. And Gretchen Clemens, Century 21, don't settle for average.
Oh, O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow! Better parts, better prices every day, O'Reilly Auto Parts. The Toma BP, home of the BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. TACU Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma Sparta Speedway, your Friday night racing family fun place to be. The Comfort Inn in Onalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest on both dirt and asphalt. J&L Collectibles, furnishing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items.
Hey, the Midwest Truck Series opened the 2022 race season at Dells Raceway Park last week. Stout field of 30 trucks were on hand, including 12 Rookie of the Year contenders. Bryce Miller started the show by taking the top qualifying spot with a 14-0. Trio of heat races were up next. Heat race wins were taken by Nick Roll, rookie Tyler Hansen, Daniel Bain. Last chance race was won by Mike Meyerhofer with Chris Blauwand finishing second. Kevin Berg rounding up the top three. When it comes to the top three, well, we're just going to let Matt Pannier, the voice of the Midwest Truck Series at Dells, have a conversation with those three.
Madison, lacrosse, you finally get one done here today at Dells Raceway Park. And Let's talk about those races last year where you were short by a nose. This time, it ends up working out in your favor.
Yeah, I'm just glad we were able to put on a heck of a show. Unfortunately, the truck wasn't quite as good in the qualifying line. Didn't want to cut, but man, she was good up top, and these guys raced me clean, raced them clean. That's what this truck series is all about, putting on a show and racing each other clean, being friends. What more can you ask for?
I got to ask you about that outside line. That thing was just hooked up. I noticed your truck did not waver, did not bobble. It looked like it was just perfectly set up to run that outside line.
Yeah, that means it's tight on the bottom. So that was the problem with the qualifying line. But I got to thank everybody for getting me here. My boys in the pit area, man, they stick behind me even when I scream at them, which ain't very often. But sometimes I lose my cool. This one is for a couple people. One, Fred. Yeah, I knew him. That's pretty sad. And then my new wife, maybe in the pits. So we're happy to be here.
Lots to celebrate on the day. Congratulations. Chester Ace wins the Midwest Truck Series 50. And now how about this guy? He ends up finishing second, and he was oh so close to that feature win to start things off. How about it for Kevin Canese? All right, Kevin. Take me through that last lap. You were close, but just not quite enough. What was going on?
I think the last time we were here, you talked to me about something about dirt track driving, but today it's a little bit better. Boy, I'll tell you what, Chester's fast, and I knew I could get up in there, but he's a wide truck. No offense, Chester. So you know, getting by Swanee, we middle of the race, we're kind of tucked in, just waiting for something to happen. And once Chester got by, then it was go time. So we took after it and got by Swanee, and then I don't know, caught him, but he's a hard truck to pass. So congratulations, Chester.
Well, you put on one heck of a show coming from the back to the front, and he ends up with a second place feature finish here today after qualifying second. One more time, how about it for Kevin Canese? And this truck has seen some better days. I know you already looked at the right side of the truck. Don't go look at it again. It'll buff out, I promise. How about it for James Lynch coming home third today? James, pretty adventurous day for you. How did the 50-lap race feel?
Yeah, I mean, the car was pretty good in the beginning. It just kind of kept falling off, and then my hood came up, and then I got doored on the side. But I don't know. I mean, I'm lucky to be in third, but I don't know. I just wish it would have ended up better than this.
Well, there are more days ahead. My friend, great way to start the season. He'll come home third. How about it for James Lynch, the youngster of Paint Los Park, Illinois? Kevin Canese will come home second. And our winner of the Midwest Truck Series 50 is Chester Ace. Midwest Truck Series is going to be back in action, Madison International Speedway.
Billy Doc Niles coming into the Icebreaker 50. Chester Ace was 0 for 13 at Dells Raceway Park.
Yeah, what a way to break through. And you know, I think he finally got that front bumper extended now. He finally won one outright. So
it was funny. We said that to Jerry Aubie as we were at Dells Raceway. Hey, how many bumper finishes is he going to have? He said, well, at least this one wasn't on the right side like the first two were.
So it's great. Great to see Chester out in front finally.
Kevin, real quickly, 12 Rookie of the Year contenders.
I think that's outstanding for the truck series, and that shows how this sport is growing, like we talked about last week. And they actually did a fair job out there for the first time out there. And but as you can see, the veterans still come through in the end.
Month of May is a busy one for the Midwest Truck Series. They have four races next event, the May 1st Madison International Speedway Joe Shear Classic with the Midwest Tour. Veteran driver Dennis Prunty of Allenton, Wisconsin, victorious in the inaugural 602 Outlaw Late Model Tour Race Icebreaker 35. Hey, want to hear from those top three? Matt Pannier. Have a conversation with him on the front straightaway, will you please?
Well, this is a guy who just knows how to get it done. It doesn't matter if it's a super late model, if it's a sportsman car. I've seen him drive before. Now in the 602 late models, presented by Gandrud Chevrolet. He'll be a feature winner here at the Icebreaker. DDP Dennis Prunty! Get on over here, Dennis. Congratulations. How does it feel to be a winner of the 602s?
Oh, it feels good. You know, Chris Ratchek deserves this. Them guys at the 18th Avenue Speed Shop have been working all winter on this thing, and I just show up and jump in and drive. I was feeling bad about that until I won. Now I think he owes me.
Yeah, he'll have to get you a cheeseburger or something. Have fun today?
Yeah, we had fun, and just a couple days ago, Zeller Transportation came aboard and sponsored us, and It was fun. I mean, he was catching me. I'm sorry, I don't know these guys' names, but he was catching me in the center. I'm like, I better pick it up or he's going to tag me. And I picked it up and just got out of there.
Well, congratulations. Now, HDM Towing of Lake Mills is giving $250 to one lucky driver who gets drawn here by Dennis Prunty in Victory Lane. Dennis, what is it really? It's 13th place. Congratulations. Trying to cover up the three on me. Dennis Prunty takes the win here today. Let's grab our second place finisher, Bad Brad Warthan. He's always doing well in these 602 late models. Brad, good run here today.
Thank you. Oh, man, what can I say? It's probably the best car I've really ever handled. I mean, I've never really had a lot of drive off, and today sure was the day. We spent about 7.5 hours on the scales yesterday. I'd never even made a lap of practice until the day we had about six. And I got to thank Derek Squires for letting me come over and pick his brain a little bit. I got to thank Jason Stark up in the pits, a competitor that helps me out. And Tom Carlson here, got to definitely thank him. He did some coaching with me. You know, you pick up Carlson, you better listen to what he has to tell you. So got to thank my spotter, Matt, my mom, Gabby, Peyton. I know you guys are up there. I'll see you up in Victory Lane.
Hey, congratulations. Great start to the season. Brad Warthan coming home second. Third place to this guy. Patiently picking his way through a little bit of damage, but that'll buff right out. How about it for Tom Carlson coming home third? Tom, great day here for you today. Take us through it.
Well, it was competitive as hell. I'll tell you that right now.
And you can probably expect that all the way throughout this year. Are you going to do some of the traveling races too?
Well, that's what the plan is. Yeah.
All right, so everybody gets the fun of watching Tom Carlson race throughout the state again.
The Slingers is going to be the most difficult event, but we'll be there.
And I think I will be too, because I got to see this.
Cool.
All right, he comes home third. Great way to start the season. How about it for Tom Carlson here in the Gandrin Chevrolet 602 late models? Second spot to Brad Warthan, and your winner, Mr. DDP himself, Dennis Prunty. Kurt
Penguin, Tom Carlson sat back in fifth and sixth in a while. What a good finish for him.
Yes, good finish for him. He's got some, going to be part of the touring series here, and he's been very good. Won the following race, and hey, he could have challenged Dennis. It could have been a great show between those two.
Billy Doc Niles, Bad Brad Warthan, a solid second place finish.
Solid second place. After following up Oktoberfest with a solid second place, so I think he's on a roll in these 602s.
Kevin Ramsell, really quickly, Dennis Prunty looked different in an Outlaw 602.
I was real surprised that he actually ran it, but I think he just wanted to have something to race in and have fun and not be real expensive.
Alrighty, so that is going to be, and matter of fact, let me get my schedules out. They have 7 races total this year. The next race for the 602 Outlaw Late Model Tour, also with the Joe Shear Classic, May 1st at Madison International Speedway. When we come back, we're going to talk super late models. What a fantastic 100 lapper they had during the icebreaker. That's coming up next in the Midwest Race Report, being presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells.
Turn it up, song. With a country girl, a true American patriot with deep country roots. Songs about me. It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Ladies love country boys. Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the 3-night late model triple crown, the big 8 late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash series, the Mid-American Stock series, and Super Cup series. Also Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Would you like a job making people happy? Well, I believe we can help you out. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering has openings for both full and part-time work. Days, nights, or weekends. Need to be free on weekends or need to be done by the time the kids get out of school? We can work with that. We need hardworking, energetic people who love to make people happy because our food makes everybody happy. Join the team at Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem. Now that's a mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
A gold ball is usually given to champions, The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a Gold Ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska. If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Hey, this is Chad Wallen.
This is Brent Kirshner.
This is Brandon Gallagher.
This is Brad Cole.
This is Cheyenne Stanfield, driver of the number 41 Hornet. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway, Bond Country 101.3, AM 1460, AM 1490, The Eagle, Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
And both the websites. We are going to be podcasting on our Midwest Race Report radio page soon enough here. Drew Krabick from Epic Media and I sat down, and we have found a way to be able to put the podcast up there as well. Eighth annual Icebreaker 100 last weekend. We had, 33?
38,
but how many made the show?
25.
Yeah, 25 made the show. A lot of big stories coming out of this one as well. Ryan Farrell of Big Bend, Wisconsin, fastest in qualifying at 13.197. Gabe Summers, Jordan Thiel were the winners of the odd even qualifiers. Bobby Kendall, Jacob Gady were the winners of the odd even fast dashes. Harley Jankowski, the Joker, won the B main.
Nice.
And did it in good form fashion, too, I will let you know.
Awesome.
He made the show, last chance qualifier. As for the big race, well, I tell you what, we saw cut tires, we saw blowing motors, we saw Kevin Ramsell. A lot of top drivers bow out of this one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you talk about the early going, Casey Johnson, who started fourth. I'm sorry, ultra fast Oktoberfest champion, Casey Johnson.
Very good correction on your part.
Thank you. He started fourth, and he was really challenging the boy there for the lead in that race. And all of a sudden, something broke on his car, and he was done for the day. And then end up finishing that 21st.
Well, before we go any further, let's hear from the top three. Matt Panier was calling this race, and here's what he was saying. Trackside,
the boy is the Icebreaker 100 winner.
Watch your mouth, young man. He's excited. Come on over here. Look at how tough that five-star roof is. He's got to compose himself here a little bit. This one is huge. Jordan Devoy. Wow. This looks a lot like what we saw in September, this 38 car. Unimaginably fast again today.
I'm so proud of my crew and everybody, my whole family. We lost my Aunt Brenda to ALS on Thursday, and this goes out to my entire family. And I'm honored to win this thing. Yeah, the car was awesome from the get-go. I wanted to get to the front, and, man, having Casey Johnson and Jeff Storm following you, I got some encouragement at Leo's last night drinking with Jeff Storm, and And Dave Filer giving me advice, and this is awesome.
I got to tell you, this looks a lot like the race in September where you got out front, they were catching you, they weren't catching you. Did you learn something on that particular day about controlling the race from out front?
All I knew about race control was Casey Johnson was probably doing it better than I was. I was abusing tires a little bit more than I wanted, but all that mattered was they had enough at the end, so I'm happy.
You know, these Alive for Five races are seen around the nation. This is one of the bigger races here in the state of Wisconsin. What does it mean for you to take the victory?
There's about 5,000 things that I really enjoy about this race, and I tell you what, I'm happy we're going home with the money and trophy, and it means this is a ton. I mean, we got some huge hitters in this race, Jesse Love, and I mean just all the top notch guys. I mean Summers and Casey, and this is a phenomenal field, and I'm honored to be best.
You just won it, my friend. Congratulations. The Icebreaker 100 winner, Jordan DeVoy. Let's talk to this guy. Z goes over and gives a big embrace. Boy, I'll tell you what, since he made the Snowball Derby here, this guy, he's got a little more pep in his step, I noticed. And a second place run today. Fantastic run. How about it for Jeff Storm? Coming home second. Stormy, this car looked pretty sporty here today. How was the 25?
It was really pretty good. We just had a really rough start to the morning. A lot of race cars here. It's great to see the stands full. Thank you, fans, for coming out on a blustery day, but it was awesome. Car was really stayed under us all day. I really got to give my hats off to Duramax Trucking, Great Lakes Components, and the Ranch, 3D Ranch, Scott and Linda Dahlberg. You know, they're supporting us through this deal. Got us down to the Derby here, and boy, we just got to get him one better here, but I want to congratulate Jordan there. That was pretty cool. A couple of hometown boys, what do you think?
Yeah, something about you Lake Geneva guys. I just got her done here today. Hey, you know, I don't want to bring this up, but, you know, the last couple of years here, we've had a bit of a struggle bus getting the finishes. The qualifying's been good. How good does it feel to get that monkey off your back and get a nice podium finish here today?
It feels damn good. You know, our whole team, our whole crew, it's, you know, we all work, you know, 80,000 hours a week like everybody else here and work on this stuff, and it's just very rewarding to be able to bring it home with a podium here today.
All right, congratulations. Great run. Jeff Storm comes home second in the Icebreaker 100. Where is this guy? I don't ever get to talk to him. There he is. How can I let you sneak up on me? Hi, friend. How are you? It's good to see you again. Danny Fredrickson coming home a third here today. I would say you probably had the most adventurous trek to the podium. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we started in the back. I don't know, those heat races and me just don't get along. We start basically where we finish those heats, and I got kind of flush the trunk in that and couldn't seem to make the right move at the beginning of that race and kept picking the wrong lines. And I thought we were doomed and finally got strung out there, and my car was really fast, actually, and was very happy with it once we got going. So, you know, my guys work so hard, and we've all got, like, really busy lives, and we haven't done as good as we used to do, and We've got better things to do to spend our time than just work on the race car now, and it started to show, but we decided those other things in life were kind of boring too, so we started working on it, and it's getting better. I think, 36 is going to be up front more, I think, here.
Yeah, so we're going to see you here more at Dells Raceway Park this year, and maybe a couple spots better, right?
Yeah, I think we got a really good package. We kind of got away from everything we were doing and started doing our own stuff again, and not kind of listening to like the manufacturer or anything that everybody's starting off with, and I like it that way. I'm stubborn, and it's going better. We're in the right direction. I got some new manufacturers of the suspension parts that I believe in, and the reliability is better, and I think we got something to build on. What I'm saying.
Why did your daughter chuckle when you said that you're stubborn?
Because she's stubborn, just like I am.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful.
You should see us get in an argument. We could about melt the windshield out of the car we're riding in.
Well, you're lucky she didn't throw the flag at you. She had the opportunity. Congratulations. Third place, how about it for Danny Fredrickson? Rounding out the podium, Jeff Storm comes home second here today. And Jordan DeVoy strikes first in 2022 here with the Dells Raceway Park Icebreaker 100 win.
You know, Doc, the biggest thing I saw on Facebook this week, and Kevin K-Ram even texted to me, Jordan, who's Jordan DeVoy?
Yeah, I was asking the same thing.
With the super lights.
I mean, you've seen his name around, but you've never seen him run up front before. So how cool was that?
You know, Kevin, the other comment was, okay, he can win Dell's Raceway Park. Does he staple his name in the reins of super late models if he wins a couple of races on the tour? Or does he have to?
I feel like he has to because he's won a few races, a couple of big races, I think the Live for Five series at Dell's Raceway Park. And I think, and Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't he win a Tundra race at Golden Sands last year?
Actually won the last two races. He won the Labor Day race at Golden Sands, and he won the Carl Wegner Memorial, led all 105 laps at the Dells.
Man, I'll tell you. Wow. So, nice looking car, yeah, so too, and he was humbled. He was crying as soon as he got out of that super late model before Matt Pagno had a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, and the one thing about it is that, you know, Central Wisconsin knows who he is. Now it's a chance for everybody else to know who he is. Take a look, like, go back to last year when people around the Slinger area and the Central Wisconsin knew who Luke Fenhouse was. He goes and wins the Icebreaker last year, and then follows up by almost winning the Joe Scheer Classic. And look at the name he became himself, went on to win the Slinger Nationals. Jordan DeVoy needs to kind of go down that same path as well, too.
All right, Live for Five rundown. After one race, it's Jordan DeVoy, followed by Dan Fredrickson, Derek Krause, Austin Aysen, and Jeff Storm. Good to see Stormy compete
boy,
and
Stormy.
Do as well as he did. Big show coming up. We're going to talk with John Eckelberg of the High School Racing Association. Had a chance to talk with Derek Krause from the Camping World Truck Series and a local boy who had a chance to race at the Dells. Paul's got his segment coming up as well and all kinds of fun. You have found the spot to be the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. Vitoma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer at Toma Area Credit Union. I am here to help you with all of your home loan needs, whether you are looking to purchase, refinance, build your dream home, or take out a home equity line of credit. TACU is ready to roll out the welcome mat, so call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to find yourself right at home with a mortgage from Toma Area Credit Union. TACU is federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing opportunity lender. Membership eligibility is required.
Turn it up, son.
With a country girl,
a true American patriot with deep country roots.
Songs about me.
It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Ladies look country boy.
Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or your business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's Dan, Doc, and Paul, the guys with a passion for racing, fast food, and their own voices. The Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back to Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. This is Bog Country 101.3, AM 1460, and AM 1490, The Eagle. Thanks to for those are joining us on the Magnum.media app and the... What is that? Oh, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
And both websites, bondcountry.com and theeagle.com. Paul, which website do you listen to the show on? Because I know you don't do like Rick and I do. You don't listen to it while you're mowing your lawn because you don't mow a lawn. When was the last time you mowed a lawn?
Probably when I was in college earning money.
You need to get back on mowing the lawn and then listening to it. Kevin, you listen every weekend. Kevin can be at work and he listens to the show, don't you?
Heck, I can be at work and watch races off of Pit Row TV if I wanted to.
That's what he did on Sunday. Hey, yes. I got a chance to pull aside Craftsman or Cappy World Truck Series driver Derek Krause and had a great conversation with him. Wait till you hear what he says about racing Bristol on dirt. It's a good interview. Really quickly, in 60 seconds, how impressive was Krause on the Dell short track finishing fifth?
I thought it was very impressive because if I recall, he did not start up near the front of the field, so he really had to work his way up there to do it. And that's tough to do at Dell's Raceway Park.
All right, so we're going to sit back for a little bit here, and with Derek Krause, we talk about his current five races in with the Camping World Truck NASCAR Series, and then a little bit more about why do you come back to Wisconsin? He loves coming back, so does Ty. Here we go. Here's Derek Krause.
Coming off a 14th place finish at Martinsville, currently 11th in the Camping World Truck Series. Derek Krause, one of my faves, always good to catch up with him. How are you, my friend?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing good. What a wild race there was at Martinsville. It was kind of interesting to watch you and Ty bumper to bumper there for a little while, but right there at the end, it just didn't look like you had enough.
Yeah, for sure. We had good track position in the beginning, and then once our pit strategy came in, we lost a little bit of track position, just never really able to get it back. So fell back a little bit and just crawled our way back to the front, but overall the truck was clean and just get to work on it for next time.
Five races in so far this year. You're sitting 11th in points. How do you think about the early season?
I feel like we've had good trucks everywhere we ran. I felt like somewhat of a road course racer at Coda with how good that one was. So we'll see what we can do the rest of the season. I feel like our partnership with GMS and Chevy that we have now is definitely a step up in our program, and we'll have to take advantage of it and have good runs.
And you can tell that it is a step up because all you read, every time you look yourself up and who you're racing for, nothing but positive comments for this entire year so far with the group you're with.
Yeah, for sure. Shane Wilson, my new crew chief this year, has been really good, and he knows a lot about the truck and knows what he's talking about and knows what to do for each track. So he's been a big help in the program, and I feel like he can just make us better throughout the year.
Next up, you're a short tracker. We're going to throw some dirt down on Bristol. Talk about that.
Just something you got to do, I guess. It's on the schedule, so you got to do it. Not my favorite thing to do, but you got to go into it with a positive mindset and just kind of got to do what you got to do. So I guess I'm looking forward to it a little bit. Get to drive a race car again, so that's always good.
Who do you get to lean on? You obviously, dirt is not one of your fortes. It's been asphalt your entire career. Who do you lean on to even get tips how to run on dirt?
My dad used to race dirt before I was alive. I don't have much more other than I'm with Josh Wise working out and he does a lot of stuff for us, whether it's preparation for the race or physical shape and all that stuff. So I lean a lot on him and just try to learn as much as I can and then just go out there on Saturday and or Friday, I guess, we practice, soak it all in like a fish and try to learn as much as we can, I guess.
And just take notes for Knoxville later in the year.
Yeah.
Not a bad finish tonight. You and Summers, man, you guys were door-to-door, side-by-side for quite a many laps, and you finally got your way into that sixth-place finish. Talk about today's race.
Yeah, Summers, he's a really good racer, really clean, so it's always good to have someone as clean as him, and he's a nice guy. I'm buddies with him, so that's always fun, and respect him a lot for how clean he was. He could have easily moved me like 14 did or some other people did, so that goes a long way, and I'll definitely remember that.
You know, you and Ty, and I've got to know you guys so close over the past 4, 5, 6 years. I love asking you this question because the listeners love to hear it. You guys haven't forgotten about your roots, where you came from. You're racing back here in Wisconsin Dells. And every time I ask you and Ty this question, it's the same thing. You love coming back to Wisconsin and running where you grew up.
Yeah, for sure. It's always fun to come at home. I mean, the stands here were packed today, and it wasn't very warm.
Great.
I'm getting thin-blooded with being down south, so I was freezing here. And
well, I know Martinsville the other night was like 45 degrees when you guys were done.
Yeah, but it's always cool and fun to come back home. It's always fun to race my dad's car, and he does a lot of stuff for me, and getting this car ready for me to come back home and have a little fun on the off weekends, it means a lot to me, and it's always fun to come back home and see family and friends at the racetrack.
Anybody you want to thank?
Just everyone that comes here, works on my stuff. I mean, if it wasn't for them guys, it wouldn't be possible. I'm back down in North Carolina, so I literally just come home when I can and just hop in the race car and race.
Good deal. Derek and Ty both come back to Wisconsin to race. They know where their roots are. A lot of drivers, a lot of musical fans or musical artists forget their roots. Once they make money, they make them on TV, they forget. What does that mean to you to have Ty, Billy, and Derek come back?
You know, and you saw that in Ty's post last week, how you could just tell how heartbroken he was that he couldn't make it back. They love coming back and racing here. Their passion and their
roommates. Yeah. So I bet you they got frequent flyer together miles.
And they got a bunch of Jack's pizzas too. They live together. That's their dream, their passion, to get as far as they can in the upper echelons of NASCAR. But, man, they just love coming home to race in front of the hometown fans, and they take every chance they can to do it.
Paul, you and I were down there in the pits, man. He had a line of youngsters down there and people our age that couldn't wait to get a picture with him.
Oh, yes. Derek is a popular driver, and a lot of people looking for him to be a big success in NASCAR. And, hey, he's getting there now. I think he's having the breakthrough year he's starting to, so we'll keep watching for him the rest of the season.
Well, Kevin, as you heard in the interview, he's not looking forward to running Bristol on dirt, nor is he looking forward to looking at Knoxville on dirt. How do you think Derek fares on the dirt at Bristol?
Those people always say they never do well on dirt, and you end up doing well on dirt, so let's see how a quick learner he is. By the way, real quick, you talked about going back to his roots. This weekend at Bristol, on the right side of his truck, he'll have the name of Cameron Apel on the car. That's Steve Apel's son, who's got a rare anemia type of a blood disease that he's going through chemotherapy for. And his little brother was his bone marrow transplant helped with that. And Steve told me in the middle of this week that so far things are going well, and he's going to be in the hospital for another 4 to 6 weeks. So get well, Cameron, and look for his name on the truck this weekend at Bristol.
Already great insight. That's why we've got Ramsel on the program. He really pays attention to a lot of that great stuff that goes on. So,
and you gave him more than two segments.
Well, we might go another half. We'll see what happens here. Thank you, Derek Krause, one of my favorites out of Stratford. And a good luck, continued success as he runs in the Truck Series. And then he'll be back in Wisconsin here a couple of more times through the season. Billy, who do we got coming up next?
Hey, we're going to talk to High School Racing Association with their new director, Jonathan Eckelberg. And that is next on the Midwest First Report, presented to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Are you tired of the typical fundraiser? Well, Big Boar Barbecue can offer you an alternative. How about a pork dinner? Pork, beans, and slaw. A complete meal. It's different, it's fast, and it's easy. And you don't pay for what you don't sell, guaranteeing you make a profit. So if your church, school, sports team, or special cause needs a fundraiser, call us today. We've helped all sorts of groups raise thousands of dollars. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem. Now that's a mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Hello, race fans. This is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union and proud sponsor of the Toma Sparta Speedway. We believe in supporting our communities, local organizations, and developing strong relationships with our members. Are you able to get local decisions or even sit down and talk with the president of your financial? If not, it may be time to become a member at TACU. We are located right here in Toma to help you with all your financial needs. Stop in and feel the TACU difference, and I'll be seeing you at the races. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. Toma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
Here we go, door handle to door handle with Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3, 1460 and AM 1490. The Eagle, the Magnum.media app, TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
And both websites were being presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. We're not going to talk grown-ups in this section. We're going to talk children and teenagers in one of the neatest classes that I've got to announce over many, 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 many years. And it is growing. It is the High School Racing Association. If you didn't know, folks, and Billy Doc Niles and Paul Penguin, over the wintertime, a very surprising announcement came about. We knew the HSRA was going to come back again. But now they have an executive director.
Two big announcements, yeah.
I really think that they needed to have, number one, because there's so many tracks involved, there's point standings involved, and it's a more of a regional basis. And what better guy for Greg McCards and Chuck Deary and the powers to be to have a conversation with the new executive director of the HSRA, and that would be our good friend, the underdog, John Eckelberg. How are you, sir?
I'm good. You're very kind. Your words are very kind.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I've worked with you outside of the racetrack for many years when it comes to public relations, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to public speaking. And I've watched the stuff you've written. I've seen the press releases that have gone out. And you have it all right there. Plus, you race. You know what it's like to get in the minds of other racers. First and foremost, did you reach out to somebody to say, hey, I'd like to be involved in the HSRA, or did they contact you?
They contacted me. Chuck and Greg had a lot of conversations with other tracks really around the country at Speed Weeks the last few years. And so they recognized that they really wanted HSRA, the High School Racing Association, to grow and to have some legs beyond just the La Crosse Speedway and Madison International Speedway. And they reached out to me and asked if I would entertain a meeting to talk about potentially being the director of the High School Racing Association. And so we had a meeting and talked through what that meant and what their kind of vision and goals were for HSRA. And then and now here we are. Now I am the director of the High School Racing Association, working closely, obviously, with Chuck and Greg and the other tracks, Thomas Sparta Speedway. We've got Dell's Raceway on board, and we're finalizing some agreements with Jefferson Speedway too.
Now the thing is, is it's not like the program was broken and they had to bring somebody in to direct it, because the program is ran for a couple of years. What does bringing you on board add to the equation?
Yeah, so High School Racing Association was created in 2020 between La Crosse Speedway and Madison Speedway, and so it has been going on and growing for the last couple of years. But what Greg and Chuck recognized is that they couldn't put as much focus as they wanted to on the High School Racing Association running their own tracks too. So they needed someone that could really be at the helm, working with other tracks and the current tracks, working with high schools, working with the students that are interested in racing, someone that could put a little bit more focus and time into that series and really help grow it throughout Wisconsin, throughout the Midwest and beyond.
You know, Jonathan, on top of the Dells adding and you're talking about Jefferson, the other huge announcement you got to make this winter.
This one is way cool. Yeah. Way cool.
The Melrose Mindoro High School becomes the first school to make racing a letterable sport. Explain how this is going to work for them.
We're super excited that the Melrose Mindoro School District approved the passing of auto racing being a letterable sport at the Melrose Mindoro High School. And that's huge, not only for high school, for HSRA, but for the sport as a whole. And so what that means is students competing in the HSRA series will have the opportunity to letter in auto racing, just like any other sport at the school. They have to compete in a minimum of 3 racing events in one season. They have to remain in good standing, obviously, as a student, and show good sportsmanship at all times.
Do you know of any other schools that are considering this?
There's a lot of conversations going on in other schools. Nothing has moved quite to the school board yet, but I'm hoping that now we've got one school on board, or one school that is doing this, and you know, the athletic director Heather at Melrose Mindoro is talking to other school districts too about it. Melrose Mindoro was a natural first one to have a letterable sport, with having the HSRA champion in 2021, having quite a few racers from Melrose Mindoro School District competing not only in HSRA but in other divisions too throughout the region. So I'm hopeful that the conversations will continue, and as we get closer to the race season, that other schools will entertain the idea of racing being a sport, or being a recognized sport at the school.
John, I was just wondering, have you approached the WIAA about getting them on board to kind of make this a really official type of thing? And or have you been running into any roadblocks with people saying, like, liability and stuff, the high schools being involved with this?
Yeah, the liability is the biggie in talking with other schools about it. And so what I'm, you know, assuring them and talking through with them is the rules that are in place for HSRA, the safety requirements. No racer will be allowed to compete in HSRA if they're not following the safety requirements and having the 2-point roll cage, a minimum of a 2-point roll cage, the door plate, you know, window net, all of the safety equipment, the helmet and fire suit, or the long sleeves and pants and fire retardant shoes, and gloves, obviously. The WIAA, where I do have some connections that have connections to WIAA, and so we're starting those conversations right now, and
and working through those in hopes that
that's awesome.
It'll at least be on their radar going forward.
Jonathan, there's a little thing that I kind of noticed here with the High School Racing Association that actually Tomasburg Speedway is actually the one track that actually is not running for points here. Is that a problem of any kind here with running for the with the HSRA with the regional championship at all?
It's up to each of the tracks whether they want to award track points for HSRA. No matter which track that the HSRA drivers are competing at, or you know if they're competing at multiple tracks, that's allowed too. They are still receiving HSRA points on the series-wide level. I call them the national points, but the HSRA points overall. Wisconsin has more than three tracks involved, so there will be a state champion crowned as well. And as we get hopefully into other states in the Midwest, then we'll start some regional championships and other state champions as well. But it is up to each track whether they want to crown a track champion or track points. But they, even if the track is not awarding track points to the HSRA series, they're still receiving series-wide points.
That's awesome.
John, for parents that are listening to the program and maybe their child is, or maybe they're just, they have no clue that this is going on like this, what's the easiest way to get a hold of you? Where can they see the rules? Where can they find out the different tracks? Where can they find out the track schedules? You're the executive. What?
They let me do things.
I get to drive a car around.
Right.
Do you have an HSRA magnet to put on the side of your car?
I think I need to get one of those.
Go ahead now.
People can head to highschoolracing.org, and the 2022 rules are on the website. My contact information, john@highschoolracing.org, is my email. My phone number is on the website. If people do want to get in touch with me and ask specific questions or ask, you know, how to get started, the rules are on the website. All of the tracks that are signed on and confirmed for 2022 for this race season, their schedules are on the website. And any sort of news and announcements as other tracks come on board, as new sponsors come on board, all that information is going on the website as well. We're excited to have Quick Trip as a partner this year for HSRA too.
Nice. And of course, anytime that information gets put on social media, it automatically goes on the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells Facebook page as well. John, outstanding, man. They couldn't have found a better person and a better advocate and a great voice for trying to get more high schoolers involved. Congratulations on what's been done so far. And we will be talking to you on and off the track throughout the 2022 race season.
That sounds great. I'm super excited to grow HSRA and keep it you know, growing from the ground up. And this being my last race season in the car coming up, it'll give me an opportunity to stay very involved in the sport.
Alrighty, John Eckelberg, Executive Director of the High School Racing Association. Just look him up on Facebook at the quick Google search. Rules, regulations, track schedules. You'll be able to find it all. When we come back, talking about rules, regulations, and schedules, how about results? The Penguins going to join us in segment 5 with all that and more. This is the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dell.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th,
The regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model triple crown, the big eight late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Turn it up, son.
With a country girl,
a true American patriot with deep country roots.
Songs about me.
It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Ladies, more country boys.
Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
Hi, this is Kevin from Toma Area Credit Union, where we make lending easy. Make TACU your first stop to get pre-approved before you purchase your next vehicle, UTV, motorcycle, boat, or camper. Finance with TACU and get all the bells and whistles with rates as low as 2.49% annual percentage rate, plus gap insurance, warranties, and membership payment protection. Call, stop in, or apply online at TACUonline.com to get pre-approved today. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Making the difference every day. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average. A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
Get ready. It's time for Reichert's Race Rewind on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
And let's talk about racing here. Let's look back at the results, starting with Friday. The Crate Racing USA Dirt Late Miles, night one at Greenville, Mississippi. Jason Welshen scoring the victory. Lucas Oil Midwest Late Miles opening their season. Night one at Park City, Kansas. Bobby Pierce the winner. And the Southern Super Series ran night one of their two-night show at Pensacola at Five Flag Speedway. This was also the first race for the Blizzard Series at Five Flag Speedway. Steven Nassi the winner. A little problem with Derek Thorne. He got a little rough out there. He got parked, but we'll talk about him in a minute. Saturday, the AMA Supercross Series was in St. Louis for their second Triple Crown race of the season. Chase Sexton won the first moto. Marvin Muscain the second moto. Eli Tomac the last one. Marvin Muscain claims the overall win. ARCA CRA Super Series opened their season at Anderson, Indiana, on the High Bank Quarter Mile there. Eddie Mann Meter, the winner. The Cars Racing Tour ran at Greenville, South Carolina, Saturday night. Late Mile Stock Car Feature went to Josh Berry. Carson Quaffle was third. Giovanni Ruggiero made his debut with the Pro Late Miles of the Cars Racing Tour and won that race. Caden Quaffle, second. Luke Fenhouse was fourth. Night two for the Crate Racing USA Dirt Late Miles at Greenville, Mississippi. That went to Randall Beckwith. Impact Survival Series ran the Sprint Enduro at Jefferson. Kyle Stark scoring the win. George Seliger, 2nd. Justin Chalucci, 8th. Bud Rainier, 10th. Todd Tashini, 17th. Troy Tuma, 28th. Chico Rainier, 29th. Davey Pinnell, 40th. Adam Moore, 43rd. Kyle Rainier, 44th. Ridge Owine, 53rd. Matt Moore, 62nd. And Dean Pinnell, 65th. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series was in Hagerstown, Maryland. Tyler Erb, the winner. Night 2 for the Lucas Oil Midwest Late Models at Park City, Kansas. Johnny Scott, the winner. Remember talking about Derek Thorne being parked Friday night in the Southern Super Series race at Five Flags Speedway? Well, he won Saturday night's race. World of Outlaws Sprint Cars at Eldon, Missouri. Jacob Allen scoring the win. Moving on to Sunday, the first race here in Wisconsin taking place, the Icebreaker 100 at Dells Raceway Park. Jordan DeVoy wins the first race of the I for 5 Super Late Model Series, his third big win at the Dells in the last year or two. Chester Ace got out front by a bumper to win the Midwest Truck Series race over Kevin Canisi. And Dennis Prunty won the 602 Outlaw Late Model Tour debut. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Greg Satterley, the winner. And they had their first Enduro of the Year done in the Hawkeye Downs. Bryce Bailey was your winner. Closest margin of victory ever for an Enduro at Hawkeye Downs. He beat out Brad Chandler by 74 one-thousandths of a second. And that'll do it for this edition of Records Race Rewind.
All right, thank you very much, Paul. Like we mentioned last week, Dan will be joining him here in a few weeks to expand the results because there's going to be a lot of them as the season goes on. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells on Bog Country, 101.3 AM 1460 and 1490 The Eagle.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. For 7 years in a row, Big Boar Barbecue has been voted the best barbecue and caterer by the people of La Crosse County. I am humbled by your praise. We work our hardest to provide good food and service to any size group, from a small lunch to large wedding reception. We can provide full service or just drop off the food for you to serve. The dates are filling fast, so call us today. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. Vitoma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th,
The regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
There's the white flag just one more lap on the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Got to thank Derek Krause and John Eckelberg for joining us. Also, the top three in three different divisions. That's nine different drivers plus two. We're up to 11, 12, or 14 interviews in just the past two shows.
That's a pretty good average, seven people a week. We could handle that.
And then you throw K-Ram on there and Paul the Penguin over there, who's still doing stats. And we've got a mighty fine start to the 2022 racing season being presented by
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, also Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, Dells Raceway Park, Big Boar Barbecue, Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, Gretchen Clements, your Century 21 agent, O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow! Love you, Julie Diker. The Toma BP, TACU Toma Area Credit Union, Toma Sparta Speedway, the Comfort Inn in Onalaska, Midwest Racing Connection, and JL Collectibles. Thank you all for being advertising partners in the 2022 season.
All right, fellas, it's guesstimation time. K-Ram, who wins Bristol tonight?
Joey Logano.
Penguin.
Ryan Blaney.
Doc.
Kyle Larson.
Oh, I'm going to go with Kyle Larson, too. Short tracker, dirt tracker. He did it to everybody last year.
Yep.
Real quickly, Bill, should they continue to have more dirt races besides this one in Knoxville?
At dirt tracks. I don't think they should be putting dirt over Bristol. They should be going to places like Eldora and stuff like that.
Paul?
I would agree. I think we should be doing actual dirt tracks.
K-Ram?
No.
I like that answer.
That's a very good answer.
I do, too. Leave dirt on dirt. Don't throw dirt on asphalt.
There you go.
Do dirt on dirt. How about bringing them up to Mississippi Thunder Speedway? I'd sure like to see that. Going to do it for the program. Want to thank K-Ram and the Penguin, the Doc. My name is Radio Man Dan Diker. Want to thank Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells for presenting this week's version of the Midwest Race Report.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Today's report has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster, by Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find a hometown taste in every bite, by the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. By Century 21 and your agent, Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. By O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day. The Comfort Inn in Onalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.